After touring the world with his band for the last 20 years, Graham Stevens returned to his small town of Eureka Springs, with a population of just more than 2,000 residents. He could have lived anywhere in the world after accumulating millions of dollars from album sales and concerts, yet he decided to return to his place of birth. Eureka Springs made Graham feel closer to his parents, who had passed away when he was 17. Having to fend for himself, Graham saw an audition for lead guitarist online and decided to travel to Los Angeles. Joining the band helped him financially and mentally. Being on the road with the band helped him to avoid dwelling in the past as he focused on assisting the vocalist to write songs and entertain crowds with his solos. Now at the age of 40, Graham walked into an 8-bedroom empty mansion. He put his bags down at the entrance and walked around the house. The developer had done an amazing job and the interior designer went all out to make the place modern and sophisticated. A massive diamond chandelier hovered above the middle of the spacious hallway, which had a wooden spiral case to the first floor. At the top of the staircase was a huge window, facing the sparkly blue Olympic-sized pool and a Victorian-style horse barn that looked better than most houses in Eureka Springs. Graham planned to buy a few racing horses to ride on his 700-acre farm. Graham's real estate was the talk of the town. The residents envied him and planned to become close friends with him now that he was back. Looking at the huge empty space made Graham realize that he needed to build a family. The more children, the better. He wanted to leave his assets to his children so that they could enjoy their lives when he was no longer around. Being a rock star provided him with many options for sexual partners, which he indulged in. But he wanted his children to be raised by a traditional woman who would teach them manners and appreciate what they have. The following day, while walking around his farm, he noticed that some of the trees needed pruning. He called the local pruner, who arrived 3 hours later. He extended his hand and said, "Mitch Rowers. Nice to see you again." Graham frowned and squinted. "Again. You and I know each other. You're Ken's boy." "Yes. How did you know?" "Your father and I worked together on farms, picking fruit as teenagers. He was a good man." "Yes, he was. You must have just started school the last time I saw you before I left for Alabama to do some work for a few years. I tell you, there's no place like home." Graham smiled, agreeing with Mitch's sentiment. "Heard you did well for yourself with some band." "I did. Had the time of my life. Traveled the world and met some amazing people. We're taking a break for a few weeks before we go back into studio to record a new album. Don't mean to pry in your business, but you thinking about having a family?" "Actually, I am. I tell you what. Let me clean up those trees, and you and I can sit down and chat," said Mitch. Mitch did a fantastic job and then joined Graham on the patio for a drink. "How much do I owe you?" "Oh, no. I couldn't accept payment. Your father did plenty of favors for me. He even lent me money when I struggled to feed all my children." "How many do you have?"
4.
"My eldest daughter and son left Eureka Springs a few years ago and got married. I've just got 2 daughters living with me. It ain't easy in this town to give your children the life they deserve." "Let me pay you. Consider it as a contribution to your daughter's future."
"I tell you what. Pay me by letting me introduce my daughters to you. If you get along, then great. If not, no harm done."
Graham believed that his father respected Mitch and he would be doing a service for his father and Mitch if he helped his daughters. Even if he didn't enjoy their company, he planned to give them money to help them travel to find work in bigger cities.
"It would be my honor to meet them," said Graham.
The following day, Mitch arrived at Graham's house. He stepped out of the car with his daughter, and they walked to the front door.
Graham opened the door and smiled after he saw Katerina. He shook hands with Mitch, who said, "My other daughter is attending violin practice, so she couldn't make it. But I'll bring her by tomorrow." He looked at his daughter and then added, "Okay, I'll leave you two alone. You be on your best behavior, you hear?" "Yes, Daddy." In the lounge, Graham said, "Katerina, that's an interesting name. My mother was an Eastern European immigrant. She gave us names from her heritage. My sister Christina, who you'll meet tomorrow, actually looks like she's from Eastern Europe." "Well, so do you." She smiled. "Thank you. I'm sorry. I haven't made any food yet. I can drive to town and get us something." "Oh, no need. I can cook something for us if you have food in the fridge." "I do." Katerina went to the fridge and took out the meat and vegetables. Graham admired her from the lounge, enjoying her tied up, thick black hair and dark skin. He loved that she had a voluptuous body and plump lips. He imagined her sucking his dick and then bending over to reveal her bubble butt, which he wanted to bang from behind. Graham got hard just thinking about it. He walked into the kitchen and leaned against the counter. "How old are you?"
"I'm 25.
He smiled. Not only was Katerina the ideal age, but Graham liked her manners and traditional upbringing. He also enjoyed watching her move around the kitchen and exert effort to make him a meal. Years had passed since a woman had cooked for him. After the meal, they sat in the lounge and got to know each other. Graham raised his shoulder and squirmed, feeling pain. "What's wrong?" asked Katerina.
"I've had some pain in my shoulder since the tour. Think it was from the bus. I was leaning against the window while sleeping. Did that for a couple of weeks, and I only started really feeling it once I got off the bus. Do you mind if I rub it?"
"No, go ahead," said Graham before shifting closer to Katerina and then facing his back to her. She rubbed his shoulders, starting off gently then applying more pressure and perfectly hitting the spot. Graham closed his eyes and groaned, releasing the discomfort.
"God, that feels so good," he said. "You really do have a magic touch."
"Thank you." "So not only do you cook well, but you also give great massages."
"I appreciate that, but you haven't seen me clean, yet. That's my speciality."
"How is it that no man has scooped you up and made you his wife?"
"I don't know. Maybe you could answer that."
Graham slightly frowned, confused about her insinuation. Did she mean that I should make her my wife or she just wants a male opinion? He put his hand on her leg and tilted his face towards hers, only centimeters away from her nose. They gazed in each other's eyes. Graham crashed his lips into hers, and she reclined as his weight overwhelmed her. He grabbed her left leg and lifted it. Katerina hooked her other leg onto Graham's leg. He pressed his chest against hers and got a boner. She felt it poking her and got wet. Graham ran his hand up her leg and clipped his two fingers into her panty strap. He raised himself off her slightly and pulled her panties off. Her dress slid down her legs as she raised them, and then she opened them. He stared at her pink pussy, eager to taste it. She pulled her hairband, relaxing her thick black hair on the couch as she lay with her legs wide open. His two fingers went inside her, stretching her tight pussy. It was evident to Graham that she was a virgin. He smiled, feeling the moisture on his fingers. He knew that she would get even wetter when he used his tongue. Practicing on many women made Graham an expert pussy licker. With one girl, after the band's concert in Manchester, England, he made her orgasm just by licking her pussy. Considering Katerina was getting her pussy licked for the first time, he wanted to make her experience special so that she would never forget it.
He got on his knees in front of the couch and then grabbed her legs, then pulled her ass to the edge of the couch. His tongue waggled in every direction on her pussy. Her forehead wrinkled, and her eyebrows neared as he hit the sweet spot. His sexual experience was evident to her, and she loved it. Although a virgin, Katerina wanted a man who could make her orgasm. She got wetter and moaned, placing her hand on his head and then clenching a fist of his hair as he dug deeper into her pussy. She closed her eyes, raised her chin and groaned. Her right leg hooked onto his shoulder, and she pressed the back of his head with her left hand, wanting his tongue even deeper into her pussy. Graham reached for her tit and then stroked it, his two fingers brushing over her nipple, making it harder. He continued licking her, making her lips part and groan out loud. She breathed heavily, feeling her heart beat fast. Her first time getting her pussy licked was phenomenal, and she couldn't wait to find out how hard Graham would bang her. A few minutes later, he stopped licking her. Graham got to his feet, and she sat up. She smiled at him, knowing that he wanted her to suck his dick. Her smile was an infusion of excitement and shyness. Although she was eager to know what it felt like to suck a dick, she worried about not satisfying him the way he satisfied her. He nodded, assuring her that she shouldn't worry. She unzipped his pants slowly and then smiled at him again before pulling out his dick. Her plumpy lips wrapped around his dick felt amazing. Although she was inexperienced with her tongue, her sucking made him hard. "That's it. Just keep doing that," he said. Katerina's confidence was boosted, feeling that she was satisfying him. After she sucked him for a few minutes, Graham grabbed her hand and led her to the bedroom. He wanted to be comfortable while banging her. She got into the doggy-style position, her ass perking above the edge of the bed. He smiled at her bubble butt, with the cheeks looking like an apple as her ass opened up to reveal her pink pussy. His dick rubbed the crack of her ass, and he spanked her. Katerina's cheeks wobbled with each slap, and she felt like a whore without being one. She always wanted to know what it felt like to be dirty, and that's exactly how Graham made her feel. He spanked her left cheek as well, making her smile. She yearned for his dick inside her, but she was enjoying the spanking. "Someone's been naughty and deserves a good spanking," said Graham. Her smile broadened. She wasn't accustomed to dirty talk, but she was enjoying it. He put both hands on her cheeks and squeezed, his dick going into her pussy. She closed her eyes and lowered her chin. His big hard dick inside her couldn't compare to any satisfaction she felt before. Graham stood still for some time, making Katerina eager to feel his hard thrusts. He shoved his dick into her tight pussy, making her moan. His dick was average length but girthy. He grabbed a fistful of Katerina's hair and pulled, thrusting at the same time. Her head snapped up, and she moaned. As he increased the pace, her moans evolved into screams. During the rapid thrusts, Graham spanked her ass and made her face flush. She grunted numerous times as his girthy dick stretched her tight pussy. Her pussy had never been moister, and she loved the feeling. He slowed down the pace and stared at her ass. He stuck his thumb into her anus, making her twitch forward and groan. His finger went deeper into her ass, making her contract her cheeks. She bowed her head and closed her eyes as his finger circled in her ass. Graham thought about sticking his dick into her ass, but he wanted to save it for next time as he considered anal sex his speciality. He grabbed Katerina's shoulders and thrust short, rapid movements. She raised her head and screamed as his dick drilled her tight pussy. Fluid dripped from her pussy, and sweat beads moistened her forehead as her face flushed redder. She grunted every time Graham spanked her ass. He slapped harder with each spank, making her feel dirty and leading her to climax. The lust had built up inside of her, clogging her chest and suffocating her heart. She breathed deeply, feeling overwhelmed. To unburden her heart, she opened her mouth wide and grimaced as she shot out several consecutive screams. Fluid gushed out of her pussy. After releasing all the tension, she bowed her head and panted. Graham grabbed her hair and pulled it, snapping her head up before he resumed the hard pounding. She released the lust with a mixture of grunts and moans. He felt that he was ready to bust his load but carried on banging her. A few minutes later, Graham flinched as his load shot out, making Katerina's pussy even wetter. After he pulled out his dick, Katerina lowered her body to the bed, resting her face on the pillow. She felt exhausted but satisfied. She knew that she would sleep well. He stood in front of the bed and looked at her, smiling. He was proud of himself for satisfying her, but he knew that she would orgasm even more when he gives it to her in the ass. Not wanting to disturb her sleep, Graham went to another room and fell asleep. In the morning, he walked into the kitchen and smelt the crispiness of the bacon.
Smells good, he said to Katerina. Hope you like omelette with mushrooms, beans and bacon.
He raised his left eyebrow, slightly smiling and said.
Sounds heavenly.
She looked over her shoulder and smiled at him, pleased for feeding him with food that he enjoyed. Katerina's mother taught her that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. At the dining table, Katerina poured Graham a glass of juice and placed it next to him as he gorged the omelette.
This is delicious. She smiled. Glad you like it.
If you keep feeding me like this, I'll develop quite a gut.
Even if you do, you'll still be handsome.
Thank you, said Graham.
That's nice of you.
Most of the women he was with had never complimented his looks. In all honesty, his scrawny body, long pointy nose and big forehead made him look average at best. The women he was with were in awe at his success and desire to be pictured next to him in magazines. Although Katerina was beautiful, she wasn't a bombshell like some of the playmates he had banged. But she was more beautiful to him on the inside, and she possessed the characteristics he looked for in a wife.
I must tell you, Katerina, I'm impressed with you.
She straightened her back and smiled.
You are.
He nodded. You're a traditional woman. I can see you enjoy looking after the men in your life, and you take great pride in that. Her smile stretched further.
I do.
It's important to look after men because they look after us. Graham fell for her the more he got to know her. His mother felt the same as her because his father worked hard to provide for the family.
Can you see yourself living here? He asked.
She nodded enthusiastically while smiling. You have a beautiful home, and you're a good man. Any woman would be lucky to live here with you. Most of Eureka Springs residents, including Katerina's family, were just above the poverty line. Of the 1,000 women living there, Katerina was a candidate to take occupancy in Graham's home. She considered herself very fortunate to become a part of his life as she yearned to have a family and for her man to provide for it.
I like the sound of.
Graham was interrupted by the doorbell.
Wonder who could that be, he added.
I'll get it. Graham liked that she offered. Hey sis, Graham heard a woman say at the door before kissing Katerina. Katerina walked into the dining lounge holding a young woman's hand. Graham stood up while glaring at the black-haired, tanned, fit beauty smiling at him.
Graham, this is my sister Christina.
He extended his hand, smiling, and said, "It's wonderful to meet you. My father has told me so many great things about your family, especially your father," said Christina.
"I'm glad.
Like father, like son." That was the best compliment he had received. He was proud of his father, and to be compared to him was an honor.
"Thank you very much," he said.
"Please, join us." I'll make some more omelette, said Katerina. While she was in the kitchen, Graham and Christina spoke.
Your sister tells me that you play the violin.
She smiled.
I do. I've had a passion for it since I was 7.
Violin players are usually very intellectual. Christina's cheeks slightly flushed, and she briefly looked down before making eye contact with him again.
Thank you.
So nice of you to say.
I mean it. I'm in the music industry myself, and I've met all kinds of musicians.
Yes, I know. My friends love your music.
Good to hear.
Christina looked around.
You have a beautiful home. It's by far the best in town.
I'll always consider Eureka Springs to be home, and I wanted to come back to a comfortable place.
It's stunning.
It occurred to Graham that Mitch had dropped off Christina at his house. Surely he knew that Graham would bang Katerina. It's what rock stars do. But to drop off Christina as well meant that he didn't mind if Graham banged both sisters. Since it was okay with their father for both of them to be shacked up by Graham, the only person he had to worry about was Katerina. He liked her very much and didn't want to be the cause of sibling rivalry. Katerina came into the dining lounge and placed a plate in front of her sister.
Thanks, sis.
My pleasure, she said and then kissed her head. Graham saw that they were close and didn't want to make a move on Christina.
You two got to know each other a bit? Asked Katerina.
We did, said Graham.
Maybe you two should go out and have some fun to get to know each other better, said Katerina.
That was music to his ears. Since the sister gave her approval, Graham had nothing standing in his way.
How about dinner and then we take it from there?
Graham asked Christina.
She smiled.
Sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. I'll need to go home and change. Then I'll see you tonight.
How are you going to get home?
I'll walk. I don't mind. It's great exercise. And then my father will drop me off tonight. Katerina saw that her sister was excited about the date with Graham. She knew that a man of his stature would want to have sex with another woman, and the only person she could be comfortable with that arrangement was her sister. She was convinced that Graham would not look for other women if he had two good women at home. At night, Graham's doorbell rang. He opened it and saw Christina in a mini black skirt revealing her long, tanned, curvy legs. Her top matched her skirt and covered her chest, but the thin straps revealed her arms. Graham liked the way she dressed. It was sexy, but she left plenty to the imagination. He didn't want a skank whose tits hung out and her pussy was almost exposed when she sat and crossed her legs. Their first stop was at the Dine-In, Eureka Springs's most upmarket restaurant. Most of the patrons were out-of-towners, and the residents dined there on special occasions to brag about the experience to their neighbors and feel more important than them. Several people turned when Graham and Christina walked in. Some of the people leaned into their partners and whispered to them that Mitch's girl was out with a rich musician. He pulled out her chair and then pushed it in after she sat.
Thank you.
You're such a gentleman. When the waiter came over, Graham asked Christina if she enjoyed wine.
Yes, she said.
He turned to the waiter and said, please, bring me your finest bottle.
Actually, make that two so that we don't have to keep bothering you.
Christina glanced at the wine section and saw that the wine Graham had ordered was $1,500. The most expensive date she had was $100, and she felt bad that the guy paid so much because she didn't want to see him again. Graham was a different story. Not only did he have the money to afford lavish dinners, but she liked him a lot. Her sister and father had approved of him, and she enjoyed his company. Her eyes sparkled and her smile broadened as he transitioned from one story from his global tour to another. She dreamt about traveling the world and playing her violin to international audiences as part of an orchestra. She also enjoyed that he asked about her career, progress, and future plans. Most guys she dated weren't interested in her talent of playing the violin majestically, but Graham was fascinated by it. And she loved that he was. Although she was only 22 years old, she felt she had more in common with Graham than with men her age. He was mature, intelligent, successful, witty, and interesting. Not to mention that he had industry contacts she could benefit from if she played her cards right. The conversation, food, and drinks were lovely. Christina couldn't remember the last time she had so much fun. Graham enjoyed her manners, passion for music, and definitely her beauty. He loved looking at her but couldn't wait to get his hands and lips onto her and his dick inside her. Something about her being a sophisticated violin player made him believe that she was really kinky in bed, and he couldn't wait to find out. He was also turned on when she told him that she was a virgin like her sister. It seemed to him that Katerina hadn't told her that Graham had taken her virginity and given her mind-blowing orgasms. He planned to do the same with Christina. After dinner, they stopped by a cocktail bar playing dance music. Graham noticed Christina peeking inside to get a better look at the boisterous environment, so he asked her if she wanted to go inside. Following a round of shooters at the bar, Graham grabbed Christina's hand and led her to the dance floor. She spun under his arm and shifted her ass to his crotch. He put his right arm around her waist and on her abs, with the other arm on her left thigh. She swung her hips left and right, smiling. Graham pressed his boner against her ass, and she felt his hard dick. He ran his hand up and down her leg, feeling her muscles and then squeezing her tight ass. He imagined how tight her virgin pussy is and how loud she would scream when he banged her hard. Just thinking about it made him harder, which she felt. Christina put her hand on his thigh to let him know that she wanted him as badly as he wanted her. He grabbed her waist as she swung it again. She turned around and faced him, smiling. Their noses were centimeters apart. He leaned into her, pressing his lips against hers. Her smile stretched further. His tongue slid into her mouth and slithered against hers as his lips wrapped around hers. He sensed that she was an inexperienced kisser as well. There was no point in postponing the inevitable, and Graham was the type of guy to get straight to the point. So he grabbed Christina's hand and led her out of the bar. At home, they walked past the room where Katerina was sleeping and went to his bedroom. He was in such a rush to bang her that he forgot to close the door behind them. Graham pulled her mini skirt to her knees and then pushed her onto the bed. She screamed and opened her legs wide as she fell onto the bed. He ripped her panties apart and then licked her pussy. Her moans got louder the more he licked her, eventually culminating into screams. He was a master with his tongue, and it helped that she had never had her pussy licked before. Christina's screams woke up Katerina. She raised her head off the pillow, concerned that Christina was having a bad dream. Then she smiled, realizing that she was with Graham. He must be licking her vagina, she thought. Katerina lay with her eyes open, hearing her sister be pleasured by a man she had grown to admire. She could see herself spending the rest of her life with Graham, but it was evident to her that her sister felt the same about him. Wanting the best life for her sister, Katerina accepted sharing Graham with Christina. Although she wanted him all for herself, her sister's well-being was even more important to her than hers. She knew that Mitch's cancer had got severely worse throughout the years and it was a matter of time before he passed away. Before he left them, Katerina wanted to make sure that she and her sister would be taken care of by a principled man. She found that in Graham, and she wanted to show him that she was prepared to do just about anything for her and her sister to stay with him. She opened her door and heard her sister scream, then walked down the corridor towards Graham's room and stood at his door. Katerina saw Graham standing behind Christina, who was on her hands and knees, as he banged her hard from behind. Her head was bowed as she screamed and intermittently panted to catch her breath. Graham looked to his right and saw Katerina smiling at him. He grimaced from the satisfaction as he carried on banging Christina while holding eye contact with her sister. Katerina's smile showed him her acceptance of their intimacy. He spanked Christina's ass and looked at her. She was unaware that her sister was watching them have sex, but even if she was, she would not have stopped. Christina knew that her sister would do anything for her, even accept being banged by a man she was with first and wanted to be with. Katerina closed the door and went back to her room. Lying on her bed, she heard Graham groan. She knew that he had come inside her sister. It bothered her a little, but she reminded herself that it was all for the greater good. The following morning after breakfast, Christina joined Katerina in the kitchen to help her wash the dishes. "Can I talk to you about something, sis?" asked Christina. "Of course." She cleared her throat as her heartbeat gained speed. "I hope you don't mind that Graham and I went out." Katerina knew that Christina was referring to her having sex with him. She turned to her sister and smiled. "It's fine, sis. I'm okay with it." Christina smiled, pleased that her sister had given them her blessing. But she also knew that she wouldn't have Graham all to herself, as he would want to sleep with Katerina as well. Throughout the following week, Graham alternated between the beds of the two sisters. He banged Katerina on Tuesday and, the next night, he was with Christina. He saw that the two sisters had accepted that arrangement, so he thought he would propose a threesome. Since the two sisters had accepted sharing him, they figured that this was necessary to keep Graham. Besides, they were young and wanted to live while they were alive. On Graham's 41st birthday, the sisters joined him in his bedroom after having dinner at the house. Both of them got on their hands and knees on his bed, and he admired two tanned, amazing asses facing him. Their pink pussies made him want to bang both of them at the same time. He banged Christina first, and Katerina turned to look at them, waiting for her turn. A few minutes later, he shifted to the right and stuck his dick into Katerina's pussy. He satisfied both of them. Before he came, the two sisters got on their knees in front of him. Katerina had his balls in her mouth while Christina sucked his dick. He twitched as his semen gushed out, splattering on both of their faces. 2 months later, Christina and Katerina visited their father in hospital. He peered at them through his squinted eyes. Katerina bent over him and raked the hair off his forehead with her fingers while Christina held his arm. "Daddy, I've got something to tell you," said Katerina. "Yes, my dear. I'm pregnant." Mitch smiled, knowing that Graham would take care of his daughter and grandchild. It was his wish for his daughters to live a good life after he passed away. "Daddy," said Christina. "Yes, my darling. I'm pregnant, too."